You're listening to SBS News.
Italy's President Sergio Mattarella has chosen law professor Giuseppe Conte to be the premier of Italy's first populist government. The president's office has announced Mr. Conte has accepted the role and will be sworn in tomorrow with cabinet ministers. It comes after the leaders of the two main parties, Luigi Di Maio of the Liberal Five Stars and Matteo Salvini of the Right Wing League, reached an agreement to form a coalition government. The outcome avoids an interim technocrat government and a return to the polls. Mr. Conte says now is the time to think about the Italian people.
Lavoreremo intensamente.
We will work intensely to realise our political objectives, which we have already put together in our government contract. We will work with determination to improve the quality of life of all Italians.
President Mattarella originally gave the 53-year-old law professor his mandate last week, 80 days after Italy held inconclusive elections. But his attempt at forming a government broke down after Mr. Mattarella refused to endorse Paolo Savona, a vocal critic of the European Union, for the post of Minister of Economy. Under the new deal, Giovanni Tria, a little-known economics professor, will now be the economy minister, while Mr. Savona has been named as Minister for European Affairs. Matteo Salvini has been designated as the interior minister, and Luigi Di Maio will take a newly created joint ministry made up of the labour and industry portfolios. Enzo Malvero, a former EU affairs minister, will be foreign minister. President Mattarella has spoken briefly about the appointments.
Thank you for the work you have carried out on all of these many occasions in this complex itinerary which has concluded with the formation of a government. Thank you for your work and for the good work in the future.
The Five Star Movement emerged as the single largest party in Italy's March elections, winning nearly a third of the vote. The League was the biggest party in a right-wing coalition, which as a bloc captured about 37% of seats in Italy's two houses of parliament. Economics professor at the University of New South Wales Business School, Richard Holden, says the new government is surprising.
The coalition between a radical leftist redistributionist kind of loopy left party and a right-wing anti-immigrant party whose leader talks about going street by street, block by block, chasing immigrants. And so it would make a coalition between the Greens and One Nation look like a kind of cohesive set of ideological principles, aligning together. So how they work together as a coalition in government, I think, is far from obvious.
Populist parties in Italy have grown in recent years, in part because of austerity measures brought in to reduce public debt. Mr. Holden says this new populist coalition could be a cause for concern in Europe.
The basic fear is that Italy's going to end up going off the euro, and that would mean actually exiting the European Union. It's automatically triggered under the provisions of the Treaty of Rome. And so if the third largest economy in Europe leaves the euro, then that's probably the end of the European Union.
The appointment of Giuseppe Conte as Italy's new prime minister has also left many dumbfounded. Mr. Holden says the inexperienced leader will have a tough task ahead of him.
We don't know very much about him at all. He seems to be some kind of compromise candidate, as I say, between these two rather strange bedfellows in the coalition. He may well turn out to be a kind of careful, technocratic kind of prime minister. But what we do know is that he's a political neophyte. So how he handles being dropped in the middle of a fraught political situation, we'll have to see.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.